How long have I been standing here? Flexing my fingers to assess their numbness, I can still move them pretty easily, so it hasn't been that long. I refocus my eyes on the row of sodas in front of me, glass bottles of various sizes and hues lean out at an inviting angle, each beverage begging harder than the last to be chosen by a thirsty customer. That's me, a thirsty customer. Having filled my basket with the essentials and successfully avoided every holiday display, specialty food, and can't-miss sale item, a fizzy drink to make my lips tingle is my small reward. But, unfortunately for the circulation in my fists, the decision is never easy. I always want to try something new. Something memorable. Scanning the rack, left to right, top to bottom, I pick out the ones I have yet to try. The newbies. My eyes dart back and forth between options, creating categories and subcategories until I'm left between a crystal-clear citrus soda and an extra-spicy ginger beer. Citrus is boring, so ginger beer it is. I pull the dark glass bottle from the rack and nestle it safely between a carton of Greek yogurt and a loaf of sourdough. Spinning on my heel, I make my way up to the register. It only takes a few minutes to round a few more aisles and ignore the other shoppers. I'm eager to get home, sliding my basket on the first available counter and taking my phone out to check my messages while my items are tallied. Total looks like 84, 34. The cashier stumbles over his words. I stash my phone to give him my attention. He reads the number over and over between brief seconds of eye contact. He looks a bit panicked, so I flex my lips and eyes into a squinted smile, trying to break the awkward tension. Damn, that's like... I look over at the tobacco counter. 5 packs of cigarettes? I shake my head and sigh with exaggeration, handing him $100 bill. He lets out a long and nervous chuckle. What? I peek behind his head, wondering if I'd seen the wrong price tag. You just don't look like much of a smoker. His dark eyes focus on the payment, overshooting my outstretched fingertips and grazing me gently. He pulls the bill back quickly, nervously. Long time ago, I sigh, remembering the woman I was last time I brought a cigarette to my lips. Bad habit. I hear that. He sucks a breath through his teeth, placing the bill in the register. I promised myself that if I cut back on drinking, I would buy myself a motorcycle. My ears perk at his last word. Cigarettes weren't the only thing I left in my reckless youth. That's a pretty good tactic there, Nikki. I glance at his name tag. Making any progress? Judging from the soft lines around his eyes, he looks to be in his late 30s, a bit older than me, clean-shaven with multiple empty piercings in his earlobes. He's tall, way taller than I am, with dark, messy hair. He's not the type of guy I see around very often. A newbie. Payment plan is around $170 a month, he responds to my question, a glint in his eyes. No shit. I widen my smile. Must feel pretty good. Oh yeah, he beams. I got a trident. She feels amazing on the road. My lips pop open, an embarrassing twinge of lust tightening my inner thighs. Any chance she's out back? I smile, trying not to seem too eager.
Yeah, actually.
Nikki gulps, his throat drawing my gaze. I flip back up to his eyes.
Let me get your change here.
He focuses intently on the numbers on the register, pulling the bills carefully, coins clicking and sliding as he finds the right amount.
Coming back to you is... He clears his throat and counts out the change bill by bill, grazing my cupped hands with less hesitation than last time.
I close my fingers around the money and start to thank him.
Can you... He cuts off my acknowledgement. Can you wait here, just a second?
I nod, a little surprised. Nikki takes a few long strides, ducking behind a flimsy partition at the corner of the store. A hushed conversation takes place, and within a few seconds he's returning, an older coworker in tow.
Make it a quick one. I'm pulling a double,
the graying woman murmurs.
Will do, Nikki calls behind him, stopping short next to me.
Our bodies almost touch. I have to extend my neck to meet his gaze, his chest, surging with excited breath, is tantalizingly close to my face.
I'd love to show her off, if... Do you have a second?
He shuffles past me and walks toward the exit door, holding it open for me.
Sure.
I chuckle. His ride isn't the only thing I'd like him to show off. I pass through the door and wait for Nicky to lead me to his parking space. My shoes scuff along the asphalt, tapping quickly to keep up with his gait as I hold the bulging tote bag on one shoulder. He rounds the back of the building into a gravel lot where the employee parking is, a Trident 660 tucked away near the hedges. I can't help but smile. He couldn't have picked a better spot. Skidding to a stop next to his hog, he grabs the handlebar and swings his leg over proudly. Cobalt blue and sapphire black. He slaps the Triumph symbol on the gas tank. 6-speed, 81 horsepower, takes these curves beautifully. I let out a complimentary whistle. He looks really damn good, perched atop a few hundred pounds of motorized aluminum and steel. Nicky's eyes widen with the attention, and he scrambles off the bike, getting back on his feet as I walk over. I slip between his tense body and the hedge, popping down into a squat at his front tire and setting my bag of groceries down on the gravel. He leans against the seat, the suspension squeaking gently. He's exactly where I want him, and I know he doesn't have much time to waste standing around on his work break. I plant one knee in the gravel near his shoe, flatten my palm on his leg, and swing the other knee over his other foot, settling my face at his waistband. "Do you mind?" I stare up at him, propped high on my knees. Nicky stares at me for a moment, realizing what I'm after.
"Fuck, no, I don't mind."
He sighs and plants his feet heavily in the dirt. I pop the button and unzip his fly. Overly baggy jeans fall around his muscled thighs, revealing tight red boxer briefs with white lines outlining his bulge. Fuck, he's got a nicer body than I expected. The soft cotton doesn't do much to contain his growing erection, and I lay the heel of my hand at the base of his shaft.
"Shit,"
he growls at the contact. I let my fingertips cradle his cock while my other hand moves up his hip, sneaking underneath his shirt. I need to feel more of him. His abdomen tightens as my hand explores, sliding across his belly and up his ribs as high as I can reach. I bite my lip up at him, and he nods, eyebrows scrunched. I dig my nails into his warm skin and pull my hand slowly down his torso, making sure to leave my mark. "Ugh," Nicky sighs with a gentle pain, his body rolling, hips bucking his straining cock into my palm. My fingernails scrape across the front of his hip, underneath the waistband of his briefs, and pull them down. My other hand slides down the other side, his cock springing out, stiff and heavy. Veins pop along his shaft. He's intact, foreskin sliding over his thick, glistening head. I loop my thumb and pointer finger around his erection, making a ring of slight pressure. I jostle him from side to side, just to feel the weight of him.
"Damn, Nicky, you're so hard."
I can't resist his mouth-watering cock for a second longer. My tongue flattens on the underside, and I lick my way to the tip in one deliberate motion. My lips close around his head, and I start sucking him off, my tongue flipping and circling wildly. Nicky is already groaning. His breaths are sharp and frantic. I pop his cock from between my lips, small droplets of saliva spitting brightly through the air.
"Been a minute, huh?"
I ask, stroking him up and down, spreading the moisture from my mouth across his hot skin.
"Kinda,"
he chokes. I drop down a little bit, planting a kiss on his balls. They tighten against his body, but I tongue at him, pulling one into my mouth. Just big enough to strain my jaw, I open wide and suck his testicle in, massaging him with my tongue while stroking his cock. I love putting a man's nuts in my mouth, the way they hiss and squirm in their vulnerability. I might be the one on the ground, but he's completely under my control. I release his one ball and move on to the other. His cock jolts in my palm, the bike suspension squeaking with his shifting weight. I create a vacuum with my cheeks, sucking him past my lips and pressing his nut against the roof of my mouth with my tongue. With small, repeated motions, I pull on his sack in time with my strokes.
"Fuck, fuck,"
Nicky groans. I peek up at him, the soft afternoon sunlight catching in my copper eyes. He glimpses down, but looks away quickly, sucking air through his teeth. With a little remaining suction, I pop his testicle out of my mouth and set my hand at the base of his shaft. His entire body is stiff, but his cock takes the grand prize. Already almost purple at the tip, he can't take a lot more teasing.
Plus, I'm sure this break won't last too much longer. My pussy is hot between my thighs. I can feel how wet I am from just sucking Nikki's cock. Feeling him shoot his load down my throat might even make me come. I squeeze him, licking at the skin of his lower abdomen while my free hand slides down the front of my jeans. Fingertips meet the puddle of warm, sticky wetness that's soaked into my panties. I find my clit swollen and pulsing. It feels so fucking good. I groan, slipping my fingers deep inside my slit, cutting off the noise as I stuff Nikki's dick in my mouth. He takes over the audio portion of our encounter. Oh, holy hell, girl. Fuck. That's it. Moan on my cock. Oh, fuck. I bob my head and relax my jaw, taking all of him down my throat while I finger myself. I curl my digits inside, fluttering them against my G-spot and pressing my palm against my clit. My mouth waters and my pussy gushes. Tears form at the corners of my eyes. Nikki is starting to lose control, too. His gasping moans come in time, the bike squeaking rhythmically, his body rolling and thrusting. Suddenly, his movement stops. Sneakers crunch in the gravel as he shuffles his feet, and I feel one of his hands on the back of my head. I look up at him. Fuck. His expression is enough to do me in. Eyes wild with pleasure, he looks down at me like we're longtime lovers, like we've known each other for years, both thanking me with his eyes and warning me that he's close. I take a deep breath through my nose, hesitate for a moment at his tip, then I give in. I let him use me, following the gentle pressure on the back of my head as his cock tip stretches my throat. I finger myself deep, feeling the wetness collecting around my knuckles. My pussy starts to tighten as Nikki bottoms out. Dark pubic hair obscures my nose, his balls tightening beneath my chin. He growls loudly, releasing the first explosion of cum deep past my tongue. His body convulses. The heat from his climax spreads through my chest and his cock jolts again, pulling back slightly and filling the back of my mouth with cum. I swallow, closing my throat around his tip. It's too much. I feel myself starting to cum. My legs start to shake. I pull away from him, keeping his cock across my flattened tongue. Nikki, still gasping for breath, looks down at me, quivering and on the edge of orgasm. He grabs my chin and surrounds the hand I have on his shaft with his. That's right, girl. Come from having this thick cock on your tongue. My eyebrows crease, the wave building inside me. Nikki nods his encouragement, eyes closing for a second as another squirt of cum coats my tongue. Don't swallow yet, he moans, eyes focused solely on mine. With a little more pressure on my G-spot, I'm sent over the edge. Pleasure erupts from my core, my eyes roll back into my head, and I start coming hard. I moan loudly, buzzing Nikki's cock with a deep tone, his unswallowed cum dripping from my lips. My pussy tightens, gushing around my fingers, and I close my lips around his shaft, sucking my way through the waves of orgasm. Nikki aids my sloppy and uncoordinated motions, his heavy cock sliding deep across my tongue as I cum. My throat wants to close, wants to moan and gulp, but being forced open feels fucking fantastic. My climax seems to last an eternity, fading only slightly as he pulls away. I relax down on my heels, catching my breath and regaining my senses. My fingers slide out of my pussy and I bring them up to my mouth, curious how Nikki and I taste together. I lick at my digits, slurping the moisture from one finger, then the next. Whoa. Nikki's voice cracks along with the sharp, hissing sound of a bottle being opened. I look up to see my still-cold ginger beer in one of his hands and a keychain bottle opener in the other. His forearms flex as he rotates the soda and pops the cap, handing it down to me. I take it, posing like a confused statue. Chaser? He mimes a bottoms-up motion, his face flushed but beaming. I smile back. His gesture is sweet. Bringing the soda to my buzzing lips, the cold ginger spice stings at my tongue and throat as I take a deep swig. My face puckers as I swallow, making Nikki laugh. He reaches down and helps me to my feet, holding me against him for a moment. He leans down and kisses me, my lips already feeling like they're made of sparkles. I melt into him, enjoying every rewarding second of our embrace. We exchange numbers and choke out an awkward goodbye before he excuses himself back to work. And I take my groceries back home, washing Nikki down with the rest of my ginger beer.